Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A new trouble has broken out in Dublin. It is giving considerable anxiety to the Garda-Shire Corner as a result of the activities of what is called the Animal Gang.
I beg to report I have made inquiries in regard to the activity of a band of young men known as the Animal Gang. This gang first came under notice some 2 weeks ago when a crowd of hooligans appeared at Sandymount.
The first ever mention of a gang in Dublin calling itself the Animal Gang was in 1934. Over the next 20 years, the Animal Gangs became a byword for brutality and violence in Dublin.
It seems that for the past few nights, rival gangs have met in the vicinity of Townsend Street and Tara Street, and fierce street fighting resulted. Batons filled with lead, sticks with razor blades protruding from the ends, potatoes with razor blades protruding, and heavy chains have been used by the combatants, also life preservers and knuckle dusters. Passers-by had to flee for safety. The Garda-Shire Corner are making strenuous efforts to quell this strange outbreak of disorder, and a large force of police is patrolling the district nightly.
Members of the gang forced their way into the hall and assaulted a number of male dancers. Fists and sticks were freely used.
I had heard about the Animal Gangs over the years. There was a bit of a legend about them. One of the first people I talked to about them was my father. He had grown up in the inner city.
We were only kids now, don't forget that. The name was well known. Everybody knew the Animal Gang this and the Animal Gang that. If there was trouble or anything here, but the Animal Gang were out last night. Everybody was more or less terrified of them. When I used to go dancing and that, someone would be pointed out to you and be told, watch him, he's the Animal Gang. They were blamed for everything, practically. Whether they did everything or not, I don't know, but everybody knew of the Animal Gang.
One of the areas that the Animal Gang were from was the Liberties.
But those ones, you remember, the Animal Gangs that used to be around in the...
78 years after those first reports, I went to ask some of the locals what they remembered about them.
There's even stories people have heard. My dad would be from Blackpit, he would have heard these stories when he was growing up as well, so...
I'll tell you about the fight that he had out in Baldoyle, out on the racetrack. And
remember the detector that used to clean
that? Looks up Brannigan, looks up Brannigan.
Ah, that's right. The bags of jelly's
only 1 euro. People on Mead Street were quite helpful. The local pigeons, though, not so much. Yes, that was the sound of a pigeon doing you know what on me, but never mind.
Yeah, well, I'll give it a go. Thanks.
As I kept asking around, I kept being told I should really talk to one person.
Jack Roach. Jack's heading towards the 70 mark, so he might know some of the names of them.
Jack runs a greengrocer shop in Mead Street. It's been a family business for years.
And a strawberry. What more do you need?
There you go.
No, I'll give me hand. Thank you.
I'll let you know, Jack. Hi, they're my favourite.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, they're nicer than the Irish. The Irish ones are out, but they're not ready yet, the Irish ones. They're a little bit... Truthfully, I don't know where they got the name, the Animal Gang. There were some of them where they walk with animals and maybe are just plain animals. The memory was a lot of them involved around here. They mostly went for drink. Just, oh, come on, they rounded them up and they were all went out. But they used a lot of weapons, like a lot of, it wasn't just fisticuffs. There was quite serious injuries. But I know this one individual got 5 years, so that was serious enough, you know. I don't know how he did a whole 5 years, but you know, that's on my only memory. I'm the only one individual that I knew. He's dead, of course. The man is dead. He's well dead. But he was a great character himself now, as an individual.
A raglan roll of an autumn day on it. Padraig Cavanagh.
I love this tomorrow.
Well, the main one was the Battle of Balldoyle. Of course, you know, the whole Bakeson was about bookmakers' pitches. And the north side bookies and the south side bookies, and eventually, you know, pitches are so valuable, as they're still valuable today in race meetings. It's where you stand, it's where you, you know, it's like having a Grafton Street site and another site, you know, and say anywhere else. This gentleman is doing the thing on the animal gang. He just wants to, you know.
Now, where do you think the animal gang came from?
Now, talk to him.
No. Yeah, where?
Yeah, shut your bleeding gob.
Where? Were they north or south of the Liffey?
Well, they were in the middle.
They weren't in the middle. Well, you're wrong there.
Tell the man, don't be telling me.
The animal gang originally came from the market area of the city, the north side of the Liffey. And he used to fight with the Libertyites. Here. Jack, will you take for them?
Give me 2 years before you change. I get 84.
The same time, in around that time, I saw a rail. I was after coming down with the Bootons.
Yeah.
Where I lived, down around, but I lived on the Clonliffe. Yeah. But down around that vicinity, there was a rail in the Tots Club. And it, you know hoops?
350 for the lady.
Jack used to run. Remember the hoops? Jack with a bit of stick. And you run
the hoops.
The hoops.
They were wheels.
Wheels are bikes.
I'll get your bag there.
Some of them cut them in half.
Do you want to move
and
down?
You utilised them? Use them as weapons. Oh, as weapons.
You were big, Steve. You were a kid. They were the frame of a bicycle wheel, basically. Spokes of them, weren't they?
Spokes gone out with them.
The spokes taken out with them.
Yeah. Used to run with them. Believe it or not.
There you are now. It was about time you became famous anyway.
Who? Will you go and get yourself a bowl of soup, Jack?
A bowl of soup?
Oh, you won't get it now.
I won't.
They're all shut up.
As Mr. Newton. Go on, I'll see you.
It will be remembered that a gang, allegedly the Animals, attacked the Republican press distributing offices some time ago and rendered 3 volunteers unconscious by flinging iron bars from a safe distance. The men were guarding the premises because of a previous attack by the same culprits.
A lot of people have theories about where the name Animal Gang came from. The one I usually heard was that they were vicious and violent, that they were little better than animals.
A number of men appeared on remand, jointly charged with being members of a riotous and disorderly mob, unlawful assembly, committing a breach of the peace, using threatening, abusive and insulting language with an intent to provoke a breach of the peace, unlawfully assaulting one Mary Kavanagh, 9 Moss Street, George Dowling, 2 Peterson Lane, and striking them on the head with weapons loaded with lead. Thomas O'Leary, 60 Forley Street, said that he was at Buck Bridge when Weller and another man came along. Weller said, "We are the Animal Gang," and drew the baton at witness, who turned his head and got the blow on his shoulder. A number of weapons were produced in court, including a heavy stick, a baton loaded with lead, a portion of a tire filled with lead, and a poker.
Later, members of a gang attended the offices of Republican Congress at 112 Marlborough Street and demanded that they be supplied with copies of the Congress paper at a reduced rate. They presented this demand to Mr. Frank Ryan and Mr. Michael Kelly, but these men declined to accede to the wishes of the gang and were assaulted for their refusal. While remonstrating with the crowd on this occasion, Mr. Frank Ryan informed them that they were little better than animals in their behaviour, and the gang thereafter adopted the name Animal Gang.
Another was that they were dockers who worked with livestock, real animals. Another story was that they had razor blades sewn into their caps.
District Justice Little sent to jail for a month each with hard labour. Peter Collins and Edward King, Cumberland Street, who were charged on remand with having seriously assaulted John Ryan at the Arcade, Henry Street. All the parties live in Cumberland Street, and the injured man alleged that the assault was the work of the Animal Gang.
The Animal Gangs arose from the dreadful poverty of Dublin's tenement slums.
It would be seen that there are no political motives behind the formation or activities of the gang, and that the apparent purpose of members in banding themselves together is to carry on a private feud, which is believed to have had its origins in the sale and distribution of newspapers since the press strike commenced.
The first Animal Gang were newspaper vendors who got into a feud with the IRA, but they became synonymous with a lot more.
Oh, we all knew them, yeah. Not by name, just by sight. We knew, like, the Animal Gang, and then it was Henchco. Did you know the Henchco's gang? They were from James Street. They were gentlemen to the women of the vicinity. They wouldn't let anybody say anything rude or... But once they got together on a Saturday and Sunday night, there was murder. you all used to meet there on a Sunday night, go to the cinema, but before they would, see, the pub used to close at 7 on a Sunday night. So they'd be in there, we'd say, about 5, 6 o'clock, 7, and then they'd come out and they'd have a few drinks on them, and they had their knives on them. No, nobody was ever killed, just slaughter bats. That was when I was about 10. Lily wasn't there at the time. 10.
You live next door to
her. That's what I'm just saying.
It was all
we all grew up together.
Yeah, it was all around the area. It's a pity now my older sister's not alive. She'd give you the whole fact. It was this side, south side and the north side.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And there was a big fight in Baldail. Yeah. And... the Animal Gang went over and they met the Northsiders in Baldair. Now, I think it was a race course or something, I don't know. And that's where they had
some of them done. Some of them did time for it.
And he said my brother went out on his messenger bike. Yeah. he was only 15 or 14 or 15 and went out on his messenger bike.
But I tell you, it was nothing compared to what's going on now.
No, it's not.
No. They were gentlemen where women were concerned.
Yeah.
They really were.
Yeah.
They used to go around the back of the Ivy Market in Francis Street and they have a boxing match. When the boxing match be over, they shake hands and come out talking.
And go in and have a pint.
But now they've guns and knives, so there was nothing like that.
Henchico's gang always had knives. Yeah. Remember Henchico? He always had knives.
But they were only kids.
And yeah, he was harmless in his own way. He was. Yeah. He was harmless, Charlie.
I don't think he was a lovely man.
I remember walking by him and he nearly died because I wouldn't talk to him.
As far as I can gather, the Animal Gang consists of about 100 young men, all of the corner boy type, who have banded themselves together for the purpose of carrying on a feud between others of their class in different parts of the city.
The justice said that the evidence, which had been given clearly and courageously, showed that the incidents arose out of a brawl in the vicinity of a dance hall in Townsend Street by a number of young men who called themselves the Animal Gang.
The feud with the IRA petered out, but the name Animal Gang sounded good. It had a ring to it.
A little increased activity on the part of the uniformed branch in slum areas in the evening and night time would, I believe, have the desired effect in terminating this disorder.
Peter McCauley, described as the leader of the Animal Gang, was charged with having assaulted guard Thomas Madden by striking him with a piece of brick on the nose.
The name, the Animal Gang, appeared more frequently in the city over the next decade. They turned up in the papers and in Garda reports quite a bit.
Police evidence was that when arrested, accused said he had to defend himself. He added that he was in fear of his life from the Animal Gang, which was composed of some 50 men and women.
About 6 or 8 men alighted from the taxi, each of whom had a revolver in his hand, approached the men, and keeping them covered said, "Stand where you are." One of the men who acted as a spokesman asked them if they were members of the Animal Gang.
The gangs were alleged to have been involved with bookies, with robberies, street violence, feuding, stabbings, assaults. If anything happened on the streets of Dublin, the Animal Gang usually got blamed.
9 youths were arrested for assault in Dolphin's Barn, and when arrested, one described himself as commander of the Animal Gang. He had struck Collins with a lead knuckle duster covered with cloth. This was a piece of lead piping suspended by a wire and slung from the hand.
Mm-hmm. My mother told me all about that.
Did she?
And Lugs Brannigan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lugs Brannigan used to jump out of the car. For Lugs. He was a boxer.
Oh, that's right,
and
yeah.
a detective. And he got rid of it. He cleaned up the liberties.
Yeah.
And you remember Lugs Brannigan?
Yeah.
And he looked after Italy. I want to tell you. But he looked after all the prostitutes. He minded them well. Because he used to give them an awful time. And he looked after them. He was a great man. Lugs Brannigan. I don't know his first name, but...
Christopher, I believe.
Oh, Christy.
Because of the years.
Christy. Yeah, I know. But I mean, what can we do? My son said to me...
Yeah.
See, now, he's conscious of his ears, right? And he said, well, I got them ears off. What are you talking about? I said, well, my father had kind of large ears and stuff. Oh, I said, I can't do anything about that. So you know what he does? He covers his ears with his own hair and himself. Look, there's nothing wrong with his ears.
Yeah.
And then his wife said to him, she said to him, you have big ears and he's conscious now. So what you say? I said to his wife, why did you say that? I didn't say you did so. I said, she's conscious of his ears. I said, nothing wrong with his ears.
His dad used to often talk about that. Now, his dad's in a nursing home now. He's 85. And like that, they'd be talking about them years ago. What? And Miriam's dad, the light of heaven, he would have remembered them as well.
What would he say? 85.
Well, they were animals, the animal gang. You know what I mean? They were only out for to kill.
They were really
bad.
Bad, bad. Leroy Brown was only a schoolboy compared to them now.
Right.
Really bad. They used to be on the other side of town now.
Yeah.
Summer Hill and all them places.
Yeah.
Without saying that, I was born in Summer Hill and it wasn't my fault.
No.
Somehow I was hard, you know, don't I?
Yeah.
And the Rotunda Hospital is just down the street and I happened to be up the street, Summer Hill.
Can you tell me?
I can't hear.
Can you remember any of the names that were involved in it?
I remember now. Stories about Garner Street. Rustlers.
Yeah.
You ever hear of a rustler?
No.
Tell you, rustlers cattle, they're cowboys. But years and years ago, they used to bring the cattle from the cattle market, walk them down the North Circle Road, down to the boat, the cattle boat.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you see, Garner Street was old Georgian houses done into tenements. What happened? A few of the local boys hanging around.
Oh, I'd have some of that.
They robbed the cow, the cattle, rustled it. Whatever happened to it was cut up and sold or something like that. But there was actually a rustling in Garner Street.
I couldn't ask you one thing, because have you ever heard of a crowd called the Animal Gang? Years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, hold on.
It was worth something around here. An uncle of mine here. Wait a minute. Wait for a minute. We'll just stay there for a minute. I still think on the radio, right? What did I suck? Animal Gang. Did you ever hear of the Animal Gang?
Mash Street,
yeah. Yeah. Where were they from?
Engine Alley.
Was it?
Yeah.
What was the north side? That was the north side, the south side, wasn't it?
Liberties.
What was it? That was the event out to Baldoyle or something?
No.
What was the big row out there when they went to Baldoyle?
I'd have to hear them, yeah, before my time, I think.
Isn't it?
I think
find
so.
Out more about for the animal. They're around the last one or two. What the older fellas
were always around. That's where they originated, was around in...
Ash Street.
That's
where I started from.
Yeah.
Find out one or two if you're around the street. You've got one of the old two of the old ones, they tell you all about it. If you're around, I'll pick them up for you. Does anyone know anything about the animal gang?
Did you ever hear the animal gang?
They're not from the north side.
No.
Oh, that's south side.
No,
oh,
yeah.
I did hear about them.
Without a star, the day would never end. Without a star.
Well, good morning, ladies.
Good morning, how are you? When we were young, you went to the pictures and you always bought your tickets, as we called them, black market. So would they be part of that gang?
I'd imagine.
They would have been.
Yeah.
They always had the Crombies,
yeah.
You're right,
yeah.
And the hair, you know,
yeah.
The oiled hair, real dapper type of thing.
Yeah.
And you'd buy your tickets at, double the price. When you'd go to try and book tickets, Everyone went to the picture Sunday night near day because the pubs closed at 7:30 on a Sunday. That was one of the reasons, wasn't it?
And there was no television.
No. And when you'd go in to the tickets, and some people say the staff were involved with giving them the tickets, because how would they get all the tickets? You'd go, everyone went Sunday night to the movies, pictures, and they sold a lot. And so it had to be them, yeah.
All I remember is they'd sell the black market tickets, and they always dressed in a certain way, like with their Crombies and their handmade shoes. And on Sunday nights, that's who you had to go to if you wanted a ticket for the Leinster or the Rialto. And I remember my mother saying, well, there must be a funeral in Francis Street, one of the neighbours under us who was supposed to be in this gang. He was going down to the funeral, and he'd have his little coat on him and his collar torn up. And the funerals would last for days, I know that. But didn't hear that much. I was reading about Baldoyle thing on the race course. Lugs was talking to an old woman in... She used to tell him bits of information, this old woman, in Ash Street. And in the tenements, so that's a long time ago since those tenements there. But she said, Mr. Brannigan, she said, there's going to be a ruck in Baldoyle. And he said, when he looked, there was a gang of the fellas standing on the corner. And he phoned ahead to Baldoyle. Next he saw them, all the fellas getting into two taxis and two posh kind of men with them as well. You are fighting a gang from the north side called the Talca Gang. And the homemade swords, the chains, and also hatchets, did everything. But one man from the north side was stabbed, and the thing went in and it pierced his heart. It didn't kill him now, but it did pierce his heart. And he was months in hospital, and he said that. What's that word about the mafia? The omerta thing applied. No one to talk or tell, even from either side of the gangs. You know, this thing, you didn't tell the police nothing.
From what I gathered, they were just gangs. They met and had fights. And as far as I know, there'd be chains and knuckle dusters involved. But then it was all hearsay. I'm only... Yeah. You know, your mother would tell you, be careful, the animal gang are meeting up, or,
Yeah, and you see, I think a lot of the time, too, there were what we used to call ruggy-ups. There's a ruggy-up, and it'd go around the street like wildfire, you know, there'd be shouting, there's a ruggy-up at the corner of Marybone Lane, or somewhere, James Street, or whatever. And we'd all run there, the kids would be delighted with all this entertainment, you know, and... not all of them would have been the animal gang. It would have been just diddlement, you know, and drunkenness.
Yeah.
And in, like, families fighting with each other, you know.
2 pints in a squad car. Yeah. But it did die down, like, didn't it? Say in the late 60s, you didn't hear that much of it. That's
all
I can say.
Something about Marybone Lane or something?
Oh, yeah, there was a murder on Marybone Lane between the gangs. Now, it wasn't a gang from the north coming over. This would have been in the 40s, now, the 1940s. And I was quite young. And at the end of Marybone Lane, where it meets Thomas Court Bone, there was a guy, there was a big row, and we could see, because we lived on the corner, we could see from the window, you know, what was going on. A guy was stabbed with a big sword, and according to my brother, who was telling us everything, he seemed to know the lot, on the sword there was a date, 10/14, and of course the story was that it was Brian Boru's sword that stabbed this guy, but he actually died, he was murdered. So, that was an awful thing, because I think he was a local man from Marybone Lane, you know. My brother would have known him.
Yeah.
So, that was terrible. They were always associated with the racing. And there was always fights. Did you say Baldoyle?
It was about the bookies. The two posh guys were bookies.
Yeah, they were very much into the racing.
My mother saying they're a pack of animals. I haven't a clue because we were only kids at the time.
But
you'd hear it was always the animal gang, and you'd run. We would just run for your life. We didn't know really. They used chains and stuff, didn't they? And but as I said, my sister, I was asking my older sister to see could she remember anything. And what she remembers is the guy, she knew his name and all, that pulled her out of the canal. See, we all used to play over at the canal there, and she felt she was trying to jump. You know, when the boats, the barges were in, and she was trying to jump, and she missed and fell down, and the guy yanked her out. And he was the well-known guy in the animal gang, so I won't say his name.
Would it still be a touchy subject?
It's never a touchy subject, because it would only be if you were involved in it in some way. But like when you were on the periphery and you were just looking in at all that's happening, I wouldn't consider it a touchy subject.
No.
But you don't hear them called the animal gang now.
No.
The druggies and all that, there's different names for them, you know. They're involved in all sorts of nefarious activities, so... but there's still, I suppose, animosity, whether it's verbal or physical, I don't know, against some families, you know, you wouldn't associate with such and such.
The only thing, we haven't got the horror of what's going now with drugs and that.
I think it's worse now.
Oh, that's what I mean. We didn't have that horror.
Yeah.
It was more they wanted to fight. And that was it. And for us, if we happened to be around, it was a bit of excitement. Because we done all our playing on the street. You know, we were on the street. If you were on your school holidays, you were literally on the street all day. You were called in for your dinner and tea, and then you were on the street. Because we all lived in small little houses and that. So, they were nothing like what's going now. I can say that. I feel, in all honesty, nothing compared to what's
we're putting up with now. And you were saying there about it being touchy. Well, I presume it is still touchy for their families and their descendants. I mean, it probably is still a touchy. Maybe some of them are treated unfairly and you don't know, you know, so I suppose it is.
Well, I lived in the buildings for a long time.
A good few years there. Where didn't you live in?
Down on the bottom, Lady Jackson's. No, I lived on the bottom, number three B. On the bottom, yeah. They all came in one night and there was a riot.
Yeah.
There was a riot there. They all came in and we closed the gates. You know the gates we used to close? Shut the gates.
Yeah.
The police, they wouldn't let the police in.
Yeah.
And they killed one another.
Yes.
They did.
That was the routine all the time. Kids and all used to
bother with it. Then they'd be all back together
the next day, drink, kill one another.
Yeah.
What is the state?
In Northern Fright, you never saw anyone being murdered.
Never carried weapons with them.
Yeah.
Nothing, just fighting.
Only chains
hanging
out of belts.
That's all, yeah.
And they thought it was a great way of life.
That was their enjoyment.
They never fell out, none of them. They all just go into the pub then after with black boys and everything, blood, nose, and everything.
Come out and finish it on their own.
And it was worse if it was Sunday, because Saturday they used to get their suits out of the pond. And they had to go back on Monday.
And yeah. Sure you did
that. That was a routine, but then every Monday they all went back and hit the BR road. Don't let any blood get on that suit!
No, we used to love it when we were kids, yeah. Now I have to tell you. Mm. Because they'd be fighting, and they always had a few bob on Friday and Saturday, and the pennies and halfpence would be fighting now. So as soon as they went, we'd be all down on the hands and knees like that, looking for the pennies.
As long as I know about this, they used to fist fight. Now they never shot anyone, now they used stab knives. They'd knuckle dust their rings. Yeah. And when they'd be fighting on the road, they just strip down to the waist. They'd have no other clothes or anything on them.
Yeah. But that's all they ever done, love, was fight. They killed one another, but they'd be still drinking that night together. They'd have black eyes, you mentioned it, they had them. But they never fell out. So the women all wore shawls, yeah, they'd all stand out at the door, look at them, kill them one another. Yeah. There'd be blood everywhere on the ground and off on their noses and everything. Only all the kids had to be quick, get up to the room, you know, because they'd kick them all around the place. That's all that was the pastime, fighting. Drinking, fighting.
The height of their fame came during World War II when the animal gangs were associated with two notorious riots. The first was at Baldoyle Racecourse in May 1940.
Seven Dublin men are under arrest at Howth, and two others are in hospital as a result of a fight with knives, bottles and other weapons at Baldoyle Racecourse yesterday. The trouble was said to be a sequel to previous encounters at a Greyhound race meeting.
The riot was a dispute between rival bookies, one of whom was called Hannigan and was from the Coombe in Dublin's Liberties.
The evidence would show that the prime mover in the conspiracy was Hannigan, who was a bookmaker, and that all the other men were to some extent his creatures carrying out his plans.
A bookie's assistant was stabbed in the chest with a knife that came out through his back. 20 people were injured, 12 men were charged, and 11 were sent to jail.
A fight which took place between what are thought to be rival gangs of young men at a football match played at Tolka Park, Dublin, yesterday, resulted in several people being admitted to hospital suffering from serious injury.
The second riot was in Tolka Park in March 1942. One gang apparently jumped the wall after coming up the River Tolka on a homemade raft. Another fight broke out, knives were used, some men ended up in hospital, and 5 were sent to jail.
It appears that while the match was in progress, a number of men scaled a partition around the football grounds at the Tolka Bank. Mixing with a section of the spectators, they were soon at grips with them, and wild scenes ensued.
The name of the animal gang would pop up again and again in the 1940s and 50s before it eventually faded away.
Reference was made to the Hoi Hoi Gang, the Razorblade Gang, and the Animal Gang in Dublin Circuit Court yesterday. During the hearing of a case which arose out of a fracas in Talbot Street, Dublin, on April 13, 1948, when shots were fired.
It was hard to tell the myths about the animal gangs from the reality.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A young one's born, he ain't good no how, without a song. I'm the elder lemon, not him. I was here before he was. I mean on earth, not in the pool.
He ate in 10 days.
Correct. But
when he was born, he didn't know who I was. I could have been Boris Karloff's uncle. He
yes.
didn't know who I was, yeah. And I didn't know exactly who he was.
Yeah,
but years went on, he realised I was his brother. We walked together. We done all the little things here in a few bob together for our mother and father. And thank God we could.
Exactly. And,
Tommy's a year and 10 days old.
Now next month.
And I just said to myself, I can never remember, I can't, that we don't. trouble through fighting. I was still, as you say, was sitting here.
Still the best of friends, and always will be. Always will be.
But in regards to the gangster thing and all like that, they could have been altar boys. Because it was never pronounced, it was never in the paper. Word of mouth. Bit to hear lads talking about them, the bigger lads at the corner, the animal gang, this, the animal gang. But I don't know where they got the name from. Because you were anything. They weren't animals, as they are now with knives and hitting him with bottles on the head and things like that. No, never. Never. They'd stand and have a chat with you. And we were only kids at the time. So they couldn't have been that bad. But it was the name they got, the animal gang, that
I don't know where they came from.
Made it sound an odd that they were, you'd be, oh my God, keep away from them. They'd stand in the corner and have a chat. And
he hadn't got two hands or that. He was just blokes.
Very nice.
Party with
we thought it was.
Today, fellas saying that they had. You know what I mean? You get them. Yeah, John, you know yourself. Fellas.
Anyway, very, very.
I don't remember. I can't remember them anyway.
If we were all out now, you'd have to say they were very nice fellas. They never interfered with us.
No.
They never interfered with people, our mothers, our fathers, something like that. So just in their own little clique.
That's sad.
That's sad. They stayed on their own, kind of. And,
I don't
but
know.
The one gangster I knew personally
was Charlie.
Charlie
Henchman.
And he used to fraud at them out.
He was just a hard man, supposedly, like, you know, all this carry on. But,
what did he look like?
He was a nice looking
small
child.
Little fella.
Nice
dark
wavy
hair. That's the very
and,
oh, he was well dressed. He was kind of a hard man, a figurehead for someone to talk about, like, if you understand what I mean.
The animal gang, really gang. They're the ones who've done whatever stealing was to be done and things, but never shoot. It was never in the paper. We only knew them as your only children too. The animal gang.
That's sad.
When did they go down?
That'd be in the 50s, wouldn't it, Jan?
Then the whole lot, Peter,
in the 50s,
and when that crowd died,
yeah, that was
it.
It all
set
back
story.
Down again.
You said
it,
Peter,
now? Yes, late 50s,
late 50s, yeah. Just
to the best of our knowledge, yeah.
There was no word about it.
It just
disappeared because there was never much in the papers. As
no.
Children, we all had. The animal guy.
Yeah,
and we thought we were going to get the most.
Great stuff.
Nice people.
There you have it.
Basically.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song. Without a song. God bless you.